State tournament basketball today on Mix 101.7 KAYL online at stormlakeradio.com. Chris Bachman joined by Indians head coach Robert Mask, who has guided his team to their third consecutive state tournament appearance and, of course, an opportunity to defend last year's state championship. Robert, thanks so much. We get together Monday morning to do this interview. Tell us what your team will be doing on Monday leading up to the Tuesday 5 o'clock game.
The girls are in class right now. They get pulled out of class at 9:30 this morning. We go over to the elementary. We see all the kids. We have a send-off. We actually head down, and we get a practice in on the way down to Des Moines today. We check in at our hotel. And then what I like to do is I like to get the kids on the floor of Wells Fargo the night before. And so we've done this the last couple years. We'll go down there in time for the 5 o'clock game. The kids will get down on floor level, just kind of get to walk around. It's kind of nice because they're going to see a lot of people that they've been around the last couple years with state, and really get a feeling of, okay, here we are, get some of those jitters out. It has seemed to really help the last couple of years, because then when you walk in on Tuesday, you know, it's not the shock and awe of it's Wells Fargo, because you were just there the night before. And then I think the kids just, it's easier to be dialed in and ready to go. And, you know, the last 2 years, it's been a method of success for us. So I figured it's the right time to continue to do the same.
I would agree. And coach, this year, the big target on the Indians' back is you try and repeat a state title. What's that like for you and the team?
We know there's a target there. We know people are out trying to knock us down. But you know, it's not something we talk about. Honestly, it's not something I really think about very much. We just go out there and we prepare. We put ourselves in the best position we can in practice, so that when we head into a game, we got a great game plan. We know how we want to defend that specific team, and we trust our system and trust ourselves. And you know, when you go out and you do those things, I don't think the pressure of feeling that is there. It's just going out there and having fun and playing the game that you love at the highest possible way that you can. And our girls go out there and do that every night. And so I'm really proud of where they're at and what we've done. And, you know, we're going to go out there and we're going to give it everything we got to win three more.
I know you will, coach. And it starts with a Clear Lake team that we'll talk more about in a moment. This is our pregame visit with head coach Robert Mask. State tournament basketball today on Mix 101.7. Continuing our pregame conversation with Indians head coach Robert Mask, Clear Lake, the opponent, 5 o'clock tip-off is scheduled Tuesday evening, state tournament basketball, Class 3A style. Robert, a recent publication here in the last few days that I saw said the final chapter for some of your senior players. It is. For yourself, certainly not. A lot of coaching down your road, but you know, in the back of your mind, you look at your roster, you look at the success, so many wins this senior group has brought to the table. If you win three more, it would be 100 in their four-year varsity career, and that is saying something.
pretty special, even to approach that number, to say that over the last 4 years, you averaged near 25 wins is just remarkable. And, you know, the freshman year, we won 21 games. Sophomore year, 25. Junior year, 27. And we're sitting here at 24-1 right now. Just put ourselves in a really good spot. But they do that by preparation and work ethic and time spent. You know, when they could be doing other things, and that's what shows the consistency that they play the game. And you know, we go in, and Clear Lake's a great team. Honestly, one of the best things that they do is they have great half court defense. And when you play great half court defense, you can put yourself in a lot of games. And you know, what we have to do is go out there and mentally be prepared and and be ready for a battle. And I like that when we go out there and have that mind frame, I think we really do a great job of setting the tone early.
Coach, setting the tone, and if you say Clear Lake has a great half-court defense, will they be able to get set up in a half-court defense with the athletic team you have to love to run and gun? This will be a fun one to watch.
I would like to say no, but time will tell. It's going to be a great game. A great atmosphere. The crowds are going to be pumped on both sides. And we don't overlook the opportunity that's been presented with in front of us, and the way that we've been able to go down there the last 3 years. They don't take it for granted. They cherish every moment, and they cherish every moment playing with each other. And it's a special group. And for them, we just go down there and we try to find ourselves a groove. And if you can find a groove in the first game with these every other games, every other day, you can really get yourself rolling. And that's what we're looking to try to do.
All right, Coach, best of luck. I'll look forward to seeing your team play Tuesday, 5 o'clock versus Clear Lake.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take a break. Starting lineups next on Mix 101.7 and online at stormlakeradio.com.